with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, let me... Can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Excuse me. Folks, I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
It's bad, you know.
Well, well, well. What do we have here? The Russian agent, Donald Trump, president of the United States of America, has seen the stock markets surge under his presidency. So much, in fact, they're all reaching records. Since Donald Trump's election, the Dow is up 32.2%. The NASDAQ is up 31.8%. The S&P 500 is up 23.5%. If the tax cuts get through, that'll even go up further. But there's a lot of fake news about the tax cuts, so now grad students stage walkouts to protest tax cut legislation. This is all insane, so John Bowne slices through the fake news to tell you what is going on with Trump's tax plans.
The long battle on Friday between the Democrats and Republicans over the tax reform bill finally came to a vote after a slew of amendments attempting to gut the bill delayed the final vote.
Put a dagger into the heart of the Affordable Care Act.
It does not have a single letter in there about pre-existing conditions or any actual health feature.
For a lot of Wall Street crowd, is that Republican proposals in both the House and Senate would drive up taxes for many high earners in the New York City area by eliminating the deduction for most state and local taxes. An individual making a yearly salary of $1 million would owe the Internal Revenue Service an additional $21,000, end of quote. So we... In this legislation, repeal that deduction and make these people, this person making a yearly salary of $1 million, pay $21,000 more taxes, and it's cut, and liberal groups are proposing doing away with it, and we put it in our bill so that we don't let these wealthy people get the benefit of the tax deduction, and they don't recognize it.
Continuing the onslaught of disinformation, the Washington Post served up hysteria, claiming that roughly 38% of Americans wouldn't receive a tax break. Veteran journalist Britt Hume slayed the Washington Post's biased observations, reminding the Post that 45.3 million Americans already don't pay taxes.
And I really resent anybody saying that I'm just doing this for the rich. Give me a break. I think you guys overplay that all the time, and it gets old. And frankly, you ought to quit it.
Mr. Chairman, the public...
Wait a minute. I'm not through.
Okay.
I get kind of sick and tired of it. True, it's a nice political play.
Well, Mr. Chairman...
It's not true.
With all due respect, I get sick and tired of the richest people...
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Getting richer and
regular
richer.
Order.
Richer.
Oh,
regular
my gosh.
Middle. We do a tax...
Regular order.
Middle class...
Wait a minute.
Regular order.
And over and over again.
Wait just
how many
a second.
Times do we do this before we learn this?
Listen, I've honored you by allowing you to spout off here. And what you said was not right. That's all I'm saying. I come from the lower middle class originally. We didn't have anything. So don't spew that stuff on me.
About time somebody treated these Democrats like the petulant children they are.
Let me just say
that's exactly how you have to treat these people, Orrin Hatch. Thank you.
If we work together, we could pull this country out of every mess it's in. And we could do a lot of the things that you're talking about, too.
Most Americans will now see more of their hard-earned tax dollars if the bill passes. Not one Democrat voted for the tax reform bill. Perhaps the Democrats need those tax dollars to pay more hush money.
All right, that's John Bowne's report. The only Democrat that actually voted for it was John McCain. Other than that, no Democrats voted for it. But did you see Orrin Hatch delivering the truth to the Democrat Brown right there? That's how we have to handle these nut jobs.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome to the War Room. It is Monday, December 4th, 2017. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We're going to be joined by Matthias Thorpe in the first hour at 3:30 Central here. He was attacked, viciously attacked by a bunch of left-wing terrorists because he supports Trump. That's got him more fired up to voice his free speech. Roger Stone joins us in the second hour. He'll be giving you updates on everything that is his lawsuit against Twitter, the litigation against him as a Russian agent, totally a false narrative, and everything that is the White House intrigue as it develops. Rob Dew will be joining me in studio in the third hour to talk about the latest vaccine news that he's discovered. As you can tell, Rob Dew always fired up over vaccine news as we continue to learn more and more about the dangers of vaccines, what the government has been trying to cover up, and in fact, the legal battles, including the legal payouts that the victims of vaccines have received, which the mainstream media and many indoctrinated by the Western, by the principles of Western medicine would tell you do not exist. And that's how I'm going to start today's broadcast. How do I live in a time where you can literally give somebody the documents and say, hey, look at the vaccine damages. Look at the millions of dollars of payouts. Look at the secret courts. Look at the inserts. Look at all the doctors admitting now what the truth is about certain vaccines like Gardasil. Look at all the articles coming out about the flu shot saying, well, it doesn't really protect you against the flu. And yet, every day, you have to battle these people that want to just reject reality. But that's just the beginning. Now, there was this article in Zero Hedge that got published yesterday. Headline reads, Hedge Fund CIO, you can no longer understand America unless you check Breitbart and InfoWars Daily. And here's what's so true about that. Yes, is it tomorrow's news today? Yes, is it next year's news today? Okay, you get that. Obviously, yes, InfoWars reports on stuff that becomes news years from now. But that's not even what I take out of this story. What I take out of the story is that the key here is you can no longer understand America unless you check Breitbart and InfoWars Daily, where a large swath of the population really, really, truly believed that Hillary Clinton would win the presidency. Not us. A large swath of the population, I mean, you heard the caller into Alex Jones today. They really believe in their heart that Russia somehow rigged or compromised President Trump throughout the election process. They really believe this. So it's not, this is beyond just, yes, InfoWars having the best sources, having the best news, not going to lie to you, not trying to trick you. This is beyond that. This is that we represent the heart and soul of America. It's not that Alex Jones is perfect. It's not that anyone here is perfect. It's that we channel into the same energy, the same force of nature, the same belief system that fuels this country, that is the spirit of America. That's what the mainstream news doesn't do. That's what the liberal establishment doesn't do. That's what even most of the Hollywood and Washington, D.C. elites don't do. They don't understand it. They don't resonate with America. They don't even understand flyover America. You don't even exist to them. So when I'm sitting at Thanksgiving 2 years ago and my entire family pretty much is laughing at me because I'm saying Trump is going to win, or Ann Coulter goes on Bill Maher's show and says Trump is going to win and everyone laughs at her. No. See, we understand America. We get it. We talk to you. We hear from you. We have the same thoughts and beliefs as you. So when people tune into Alex Jones, it's not even, most of the time when someone tunes into Alex Jones for the first time, they probably don't even know what type of news he's covered or what type of age advanced news he's covered. They hear Alex and they say, wow, that's exactly what I've been thinking. Wow, that's exactly what I've been trying to put into words. Wow, I've felt that way for so long. It's so refreshing to hear somebody saying that. That's what Eric Peters, the CIO of One River Asset Management, is saying to me when he says you can no longer understand America unless you check InfoWars Daily. We are America. That's what it is. We are America. CNN and MSNBC hate America. They want to take this country down. That's what this is all about. The Obama administration, all of the Obama holdovers, all of the Democrats that are fighting Trump right now every day, fighting the Trump agenda, literally trying to drown America. They don't understand America. They don't represent America. They are the enemy of America. They hate America. They think America is the evil. They think white man is the evil. This is their genuine belief system. So it's no wonder why somebody that goes to CNN or MSNBC for news has no clue what is actually going on in the country. Literally, they're completely clueless. And so you've got the story today. I'm looking forward to my stack of news right now. Time is running out for BuzzFeed Mashable. And you might as well just go ahead and throw on CNN, MSNBC, all the rest of them. NBC with the Matt Lauers and the Brian Williams and the CBSs with the Charlie Roses. It goes on and on. So time is running out for fake news, folks. Why do you think InfoWars is expanding while BuzzFeed and Mashable are failing miserably in a tailspin, going down like the Hindenburg? Meanwhile, InfoWars is rising as we're under attack every day, being censored, demonized, and dehumanized by representatives in the government within the YouTube administration. Here we are, still growing, while everyone else is shrinking and failing miserably because, just like they told you, you can no longer understand America unless you check InfoWars Daily. Now, of course, our audience understands America. This is a direct blowback to people who tune in to CNN and MSNBC or whatever it is, and then tune into InfoWars and think we're nuts. If you follow those news sources, if you follow liberal media news sources, or let's say you believe in what your liberal professor tells you every day, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into. You're completely clueless. And then that's why when Hillary loses the election, people literally scream at the sky and start crying. In fact, how long is that Joy Behr clip? Can we play that before we go to break? Joy Behr. In fact, let's just roll. Do we have it ready? Here's Joy Behr. This shows you how crazy they are. Joy Behr's celebrating fake news, but it goes beyond that. She's actually celebrating. Yay, Trump colluded with Russia. So she falls for the fake news, but then she celebrates what would actually be treason. I mean, this is nuts. This is the state of them. Here's Joy Behr.
Welcome back to the show.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes! Yeah!
So there's Joy Behr. Joy Behr celebrating fake news and then literally painting an inaccurate picture to her audience as if this indicts President Trump for colluding with Russia on any grounds whatsoever when it does not.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We've got stacks of news. In fact, what is this? Oh, we've actually got breaking news here. Excuse me. Upon further research, Christmas is in December!
Yes! Oh my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians! Yes!
And so now, honestly, this is really sad. I'm not sure what is more pathetic. Is it Joy Bear? Yeah, I know it's Behar. I'm pronouncing her name wrong. Intentionally, I'm going to say it wrong every time. What is more pathetic? Is it that Joy Bear is actually excited over potential? So like, I'm just trying to, you know, there's literally no sense you can make of that except that she is mentally impaired. But what it is that these people are so indoctrinated into this hatred of Trump that even you just give them a little breadcrumb and they act like they just had a five course meal. I mean, that's what it is. These people are so starved. That's what it is. They're so starved for anything against Trump. They're literally like starving to death for, oh, please give us something in the Russian collusion. Please, please. We haven't had anything to eat in years. Just give us something on this Russian collusion. They're like, all right, fine. You know, Trump told Flynn to talk to Russians. They're like, yeah! Trump, Russia! Oh! And then they go crazy. It's nothing. It's nothing out of the ordinary. And so now these people are going to be even more upset when they realize that it's still a nothing burger. And that anything that Flynn confesses to or has confessed to or is cooperating with is still not going to lead back to Trump and still has zero to do with Russia. Literally nothing. But I'll tell you, look, I got stacks of news here. I was really fired up about this Kate Steinle thing. I still got some comments on the Texas State University thing that I experienced last week, but I think I'll get into that with Matthias Thorpe, who is joining us in the next segment. More news out of the NFL. I was going to give them credit, but it looks like once you want to give them credit, they immediately fall on their face. But how about this? Let's go to, since we're on the liberal madness thing here, and it really is a liberal madness with Joy Bear, literally freaking out over fake news live on air, and then all of her minion audience thinks it's real. But here's the Huffington Post. This is why I want to go full Christmas. Huffington Post is now, I guess, for the first time ever, watching old Christmas classics that we all grew up on, and then finding some way to spin it into liberal indoctrination. Here's the Huffington Post breaking down the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hey, look at the beach.
Hey, buy us now.
Hey, Pawpaw, right now. Stop calling me names.
So here's Rudolph. Post breaking it down. The tale of Rudolph might not be so jolly after all, and sharing their observations online. A yearly reminder that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a parable of racism and homophobia, with Santa as a bigoted individual. Another tweet, Santa's operation is an HR nightmare and in serious need of diversity. Former fans of Rudolph are pointing out that Rudolph's father verbally abuses him.
All right, son, try it on.
I don't wanna.
like it.
You'll like it and wear it.
Oh, but Daddy.
You'll get nothing and like it.
It's not very comfortable.
There are more important things than comfort. Self-respect.
Santa Claus berates Donner for his son's nose.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
The bigoted Santa. The school coach encourages bullying.
Come on, gang. We won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right?
Donner forbids his wife from joining the search for Rudolph.
No, this is man's work.
Oh, that's man's work. That's clearly bigoted. How dare it could only be a man's
work? One thing I want to make very plain. No doe of mine is going to be seen with a red-nosed reindeer.
Even the elf is an outcast while wanting to be a dentist.
You'll never fit in. Now you come to elf practice, learn how to wiggle your ears and chuckle warmly and go hee-hee and ho-ho and important stuff like that. A dentist. Good grief.
An appropriate bit of wisdom for Rudolph. If we don't fit in, it means we're not a-holes. In the end, Rudolph and friends learn the bitter truth. Deviation from the norm will be punished unless it's exploitable. Thank you, Huffington Post, for breaking down Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm missing something here. I haven't seen that movie in a few years, but that's right. The entire purpose of the movie is about overcoming people telling you you can't be something. The entire purpose of the movie is saying that even if it appears that you're an outcast, you still have a role in society and people can still benefit from you. Wow. I mean, it's really amazing. It's such brainwashing that it's sad.
They didn't even mention the Island of Misfit Toys. It's like the heroes of that movie are the misfits. It's like they don't realize that we learned this lesson in like the 50s, whenever that movie was made.
It's like they can't even watch, they can't even watch Rudolph and enjoy it because the entire way down the plot, like the plot development, they're like, oh, look at that bigot. Oh, look at that racism. Oh my gosh, that is clearly a message to these people here.
When they're presented, it's presented in the movie that these are the bad people. These people who are mean and bad and
treat
this.
Yeah, they are the antagonist.
Right. It's like they don't get it at all. It's just, you know, let them be crazy.
You know what? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you all out there. I like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I like all those classic movies. But I gotta tell you, after seeing Huffington Post break that down, I don't know if I can enjoy Christmas movies anymore. What are they gonna do next? What are they gonna do next? I got it. Frosty the Snowman is a white supremacist. Frosty the Snowman's going down, folks. In fact, I can't wait. Where are you on that, Huffington Post? In fact, I want to see the Huffington Post break down Frosty the white supremacist snowman. I mean, we need to be doing something about. And if I see any of these networks airing Frosty the Snowman, I will be petitioning them that they remove that white supremacist off the air. Look at that white supremacist bullying that young girl. What is that, Roy Moore the Snowman now? Unbelievable.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
InfoWars puts out new content every day. That's right, every day you can find new content from us here at InfoWars. Of course, we are live for 10 hours every weekday, starting with David Knight in the morning all the way through the conclusion of the War Room with the Alex Jones Show sandwiched in between there, 4 hours of it. And it's all possible because of you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, obviously, we have new specials, as we normally do on the website. 33% off DNA Force right now. I take DNA Force every day, and it's 33% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, two products that I take every day. 50% off, I believe, the entire Super Blue line. I think we've got the toothpaste, both flavors. The mint or spearmint and the bubblegum flavor plus the mouthwash are all 50% off. So that's fluoride-free toothpaste. I say it literally makes your teeth squeaky clean. That's my one-liner for the Super Blue toothpaste. Literally makes your teeth squeaky clean when you're brushing your teeth You will literally hear them squeaking because they're so clean. That's an absurd price at InfoWarsStore.com. Load up on Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. The Real Red Pill, of course, the newest product to the InfoWars Store line of products, the Real Red Pill. We're finally starting to get some reviews on that. That is the latest product. Are we still offering that? What is the special price right now on the Real Red Pill that we just released? I don't have the updated. Okay, so we still have a special running on the Real Red Pill. So make sure you try our new product, the Real Red Pill, just loaded with excellent nutrients and supplements in there for heart health, brain health, and everything in between. Check out InfoWarsStore.com. You've also got online gift cards that you can give for family and friends for Christmas. So all kinds of great gifts, all kinds of great specials, movies, t-shirts, hats, everything at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what keeps us operating and expanding is your support at InfoWarsStore.com. My next guest, Matthias Thorpe, you may have seen him on the Alex Jones Show Sunday. He joins the War Room now. He has been, well, he was attacked by a bunch of violent leftists for supporting Trump. You can still see some of his wounds from that experience. Matthias, thank you for joining me today.
Hey, how's it going, Owen?
It's going good. Good. Glad to have you with us. Glad you're able to be on here with us. Real quick for our audience, though, explain to us what happened, why you were attacked, and just what went down.
Sure. So I went to the lecture at the Harvard Coop. It's a bookstore in Harvard Square. It's owned by Barnes & Noble, but, you know, they don't go underneath that brand. But I went there. Mark Bray was having a talk about his book, Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook. And so I went there with a group of people to ask questions, ask intelligent questions, to, you know, confront and challenge these ideas. And the people that were attending this event recognized me as a organizer of a free speech rally here in Boston back in November. And my picture was on itsgoingdown.org, and it was also on one of the local Antifa websites, North Shore Antifa.
So they basically put a target on your back.
Yeah, basically. I mean, they were trying to dox me at first. So I went to a press conference. And again, you know, we are not the violent ones. We are not the ones trying to get people to hit others. We think that, these groups, these leftist groups are brainwashing these kids and other people. And we want a different perspective to be noticed and to be heard in their meetings. And I think that the best way to do this is to, you know, I mean, you can't even really say that this was an Antifa meeting, but they were there. And there were other, you know, communist leftist groups that were in attendance. And, so they definitely had a hit on me. They didn't like the fact that I, you know, asked, you know, challenging questions. They didn't like the fact that at the end of the lecture, I said Trump, Trump, Trump and build the wall. And we got kicked out actually because there were some in the, audience that were intimidating and provoking, some from our group. And, there was a little bit of pushing and conflict between some other people. And while I was there, I honestly tried to talk to people. I honestly tried to have, you know, discussions. I told one of the guys specifically, who we recognized as one of the main organizers of the Antifa group, I told him, I said, I don't hate you. I don't want to commit violence towards you. We don't want to hurt you. We just want to have real discussions. Because he was very surprised that my friend, who's a Trump supporter, said, oh, this guy's a commie, but he's not too bad. He'll at least talk to us. So I just think that it's absolutely ridiculous that, you know, these people are responding in the way that they do. They gather around, you know, 7 to 10 people. And as you're there, you know, sort of alone and I was having a good conversation with somebody, a very productive conversation. And I was about to leave. And right at the moment I was about to leave, they came up and attacked me. And they brought their strongest people from behind to hit me in the face, which I think is cowardly.
So the attack happened when you were actually having a dialogue with someone else and they cheap shotted you from behind and then ganged up on you.
Yeah, so a group of females, from what I could see, came out of the building looked at me, said he's a Nazi, and one of the girls from that group tried to take a swing at me. And as I was backing up and kind of, you know, fighting them off, within seconds, somebody from behind and a group of other people from behind grabbed me, started punching me in the face, and, you know, the next thing I know, I'm just fighting them off, and I'm in this huge tussle. So, yeah, I mean, they came out of the store. I don't know if they knew I was out there talking. They heard me, and they were planning this all along, but it was definitely a tactic in order to distract me from the front so that they could get their strong people from behind and jump me.
Did they ever, I mean, obviously we know the answer, but I'm just curious if they ever provided any basis for calling you a Nazi.
Of course not. I mean, so you're probably aware.
So it's just, it's just, he's a Nazi! Like that.
It's pretty much what it is. You know, they just point at people, and because they're such a collectivist type of group, you know, they see somebody who's a free speech organizer and they say that guy's a Nazi. And it didn't help either because the Boston city government back in August, when the 45,000 people showed up to the rally, it didn't help that they had stated the same exact type of language, that we were a hate group and that they weren't going to bring hate into the city. And they talked about Nazis, and they never retracted those statements. And we sent a letter to them. We said, you know, we want you to apologize, want you to retract these statements, because people, you know, somebody needs to be held responsible for the fact that somebody thought that I was a Nazi, whether that be the Antifa groups who wrote, you know, slanderous articles about us, or the city government that said that we were a hate group and specifically mentioned the KKK and Nazis during their speech and never, like I said, never retracted those statements. You know, people need to be held responsible for what they say.
Yeah, and that's where I want to go next with this. We're about to take a break here, but that's where I want to go next. First of all, yeah, who is implanting these thoughts and ideas that you would even be a Nazi? A, we need to look into that. But then B, I think the most shocking thing about this, unfortunately, Trump supporters getting beaten up by left-wing terrorists happens a lot now. Unfortunately, you're not the only one to have to be hospitalized by this. In fact, even though it's obviously not good what happened to you, probably could have been a lot worse. They're lucky they didn't hurt you even worse and you had more hospital bills. So, but there's another angle to this that I'm going to get to on the other side. And that's the fact that it seems to me that your school is uninterested in justice and they're uninterested in actually finding out who did this to you. And I want to hear your opinion on this, but when I was in college, they would have found out who did this lickety split. It's not hard to identify people on a college campus. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You know, it's the strangest thing when I go down to Texas State University and I have a young woman tell me that no matter what she does, she's looked at as an N-word. And I'm sorry she feels that way. I wish she didn't feel that way. I don't think that's how society looks at her. But there's this strange thing that hit home with me really over the weekend as I finally kind of had some time off. And when I get time off, I try to clear my head, which in reverse gives me clarity in some of the things that I had to deal with. And one of them was, I realized while I was down there and even myself kind of buying into this, not even aware of it at the time, but there's like a victim contest. It's like, who's the bigger victim? It's like, I went down there not to play the victim. I just went down there to raise awareness of a story and to point out a double standard. But then it turns into this thing where I'm looked at as someone claiming victimhood because of this story, even though, I mean, essentially you could. I mean, my goodness, saying whites need to die. But then all of these other people come out and attack me in a victim contest, saying that black people are the biggest victim. When I'm not even trying to have a victim contest, I'm just trying to point out double standards, liberal double standards, and how if we're going to start claiming racism here, racism there, let's look for actual examples. But then Matthias Thorpe goes to a leftist event and actually is a victim of liberal terrorism, actually is a victim of attack while they're screaming at him, Nazi, 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 and beating him up. I mean, that. So here's an actual victim of political violence, yet he will not be recognized. And it's my understanding, Matthias, that the school is not helping you search for justice. And I'll just start right there. What is Harvard doing right now to ensure that there's justice for your attackers?
Everything's placed here, you know, close to Harvard University. It's a bit of a spread out campus. And so you have sort of the, you know, public square area where the bookstore is, and then you have the university. And I just want to be clear, I'm not a student of Harvard University, but I went to this event because it was a public event. And the COOP does affiliate itself with Harvard University in terms of supplying textbooks.
But it was on school property, correct?
I don't know if the square is necessarily school property, because the Harvard Yard campus is gated off sort of across the street. And then there's the square with a bunch of shops. So it's kind of like the downtown area. So if you like look at Berkeley, you have the downtown campus area sort of, and then you have the school. So we're still trying to figure out whether or not this is school property in the square.
And you're probably getting the runaround on whose jurisdiction this is.
Well, so this is the thing. I filed a police report with the Cambridge police, and that's where, you know, this is Cambridge, Massachusetts. So I filed the police report with them. We called them on Saturday to follow up with them to see if they had any information about getting video, because in this specific location, there's video cameras everywhere. And we've also followed up with the bookstore, and they're not cooperating with us. I think that they're trying to run away from this as much as possible. The Facebook event is now closed, so we have trouble identifying anybody who was interested in going. And we called the COOP. They didn't respond. An article came out by the Boston Herald, who I tried to contact before they released this article. And it was basically slanderous towards what happened. And they called it an alleged assault in the headline of the article. Alleged assault attack. And I was just like, have you seen what I look like? Is this an alleged
assault? What about security footage of the actual attack? Has anyone presented that evidence?
So, yeah. Well, they haven't. But what we're trying to do is get that from the police. And I haven't heard a word from the police department. I mean, this is a domestic terrorist attack. This is an attack from people who subscribe to a political ideology and beat me up because of my political ideology. So unless there's a murder or something in Cambridge, this should be top priority.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you consulted any legal advice yet?
Yes. We have a lawyer who is helping me out at the moment. And he's been giving me advice. He's been trying to be proactive on everything that's going on. At the moment, I've really been balancing a lot of interviews because a lot of people want to hear my story. A lot of people want to, you know, see what happened. But we are taking legal action, and I'm putting pressure on the police. I'm putting pressure on Mark Bray, on Antifa, and the city, because, like I said, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, the chief commissioner of police, and Governor Charlie Baker of Massachusetts not once had retracted their statements.
Charlie Baker is weak. Charlie Baker is weak on crime. I'm trying to think of what your options here are, because you're not going to get anything from Antifa. You're not going to get anything from Mark Bray. What about does the COOP, or what's the place called? The Harvard COOP?
Harvard COOP. Yes.
Do you believe... Do you believe that the COOP has video footage of the assault?
I know that they have video footage of the people who walked out of the store. Now, whether they have video footage from outside, because I was right out in front of the entrance. I don't know if they have security cameras there. I would assume that they would. But they're not cooperating with us. They're not really responding to us. And we're putting a lot of pressure on them.
Because we only got 3 minutes left here.
Sure.
So what charges, have you been able to actually press any charges yet?
No, because
you don't know the names of the individuals.
Or we don't have an identification or any identities. So we need that video in order to,
here's what I think you need to do with this. You need to put the COOP on blast, because they seem to be the ones that are harboring this evidence. Now, this is a place of business. This is a private establishment that thrives off of profits. So yeah. I think that your next move, again, I'm not your lawyer, but this is what I would do. I had a similar thing happen to me. It wasn't a politically motivated thing, but where I was assaulted and I had to go through the rigmarole of getting the video evidence, presenting it to the police, getting the files charged. Yeah. And it is a bear. I mean, it really is not fun, especially because the police, quite frankly, don't want to deal with it. It's just more work for them. But if you put public pressure on the coop to present that photo or to present that video to you, I think that really is where you can get things moving in the right direction. Because I know you can't file an assault charge on an individual without a name, but there might be something you can do to the coop if they refuse to do anything about what happened on their property. But I guess you're in a in kind of a battle right now to even find out whose property it was.
Exactly. You know, was it public property of the city of Cambridge? Was it Harvard University property, or was it technically Harvard Coop property?
Well, so, I would imagine the city manager should have that answer. I don't know if your lawyer has tried to reach out to the city planner's desk or anything like that, but they should have that answer for you. But, you know, this is honestly despicable. This is despicable to me. I mean, I feel like you have been victim. See, this is what I'm saying. This is why I introduced this segment with the story from TSU, because look, we can have real talks about racism. That's perfectly fine, but let's not sit here and have a victim contest. Let's take each example and let's do a case by case breakdown. I mean, let's use our reasoning and logic to have a case by case breakdown instead of making blanket statements that don't apply to the current year to meme it. But that's what I'm saying. So everyone down at TSU wants to have a victim contest. Who's the bigger victim? Meanwhile, there's literally dozens of stories this year where people get attacked, actually victimized for wearing a Trump hat or for supporting Trump. And now you're the latest.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's very interesting how they sort of use their own terminology to fight against you. So it's like when you start saying something about how I've been a victim of an attack, or people are, you know, bullying me because of my race or because of my gender, they sort of turn that around and say, oh, well, now you know how it feels like, or, oh, quit whining, you're just a victim. And this is what these ideologies do, you know, this social justice, this third wave feminism. It's all just a big bullying tactic to silence you, to get you to shut up, and to try to make you look bad in front of everyone.
Well, now they've literally tried to silence you by beating you. I mean, they, you know, and I don't see why you can't raise multiple charges here. I don't know what your final, you know, medical examination revealed, whether concussions or anything like that. But, you know, they savagely assaulted you. They attacked you. And now I think that you want to talk about obstruction of justice. How about whoever it is not releasing that video? So I think you got a serious case here. And, you know, please stay in touch with us because we'd like to make sure that justice is done here as well. Thank you so much for joining us today, Matthias Thorpe.
Sure. Thank you. Once we get the video, we'll definitely send it over.
There you go. Thank you so much. That'd be huge. There goes Matthias Thorpe. We'll be right back with more of the War Room.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down.
You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room with Roger Stone at Infowars.com/show.
Well, the anti-American liberal fake news is so deceitful that they will take any story, and try to spin it to make Trump look bad. And it usually consists of nonsense or just outright lies and misinformation. The latest is this claim that Trump is guilty of obstruction of justice. Alan Dershowitz breaks it down that Dianne Feinstein is completely clueless when she makes that claim.
Professor, is she right? Do you see a case for obstruction building?
No, I don't. And I think if Congress ever were to charge him with obstruction of justice for exercising his constitutional authority under Article 2, we'd have a constitutional crisis. You cannot charge a president with obstruction of justice for exercising his constitutional power to fire Comey and his constitutional authority to tell the Justice Department who to investigate, who not to investigate. That's what Thomas Jefferson did. That's what Lincoln did. That's what Roosevelt did. We have precedents that clearly establish that. When George Bush the first pardon Caspar Weinberger in order to end the investigation that would have led to him. Nobody suggested obstruction of justice. For obstruction of justice by the president, you need clearly illegal acts. With Nixon, hush money paid, telling people to lie, destroying evidence. Even with Clinton, they said that he tried to influence potential witnesses not to tell the truth. But there's never been a case in history where a president has been charged with obstruction of justice for merely exercising his constitutional authority. That would cause a constitutional crisis in the United States, and I hope Mueller doesn't do that, and Senator Feinstein simply doesn't know what she's talking about when she says it's obstruction of justice to do what a president is completely authorized to do under the Constitution.
So
let me get specific.
So there's Dershowitz responding to Feinstein's spin on this that the mainstream, well, the fake news liberal anti-American media ran with, that he's obstructing justice somehow. They love to try to make that claim against Trump, but again, broken down there as a total farce. But the same thing is happening in the anti-American press with the Flynn charges that have just happened, or the charge. And so Dershowitz again trying to insert a little reality into that spin.
Well, the last thing any prosecutor wants to do is to have to indict his primary witness for lying, because if you indict your witness for lying, it really means he's not useful as a witness. He has no credibility. I'm sure the prosecutor was trying to indict him for some scheme or conspiracy that involved other people in the White House, but there is nothing there. And he had to finally come down and indict him for lying, which makes him a useless witness. So this is not a show of strength by the prosecutor. It's a show of weakness. It's a show that they really have nothing on anybody above a Flynn, and that Flynn made the terrible mistake about lying about something he could have told the truth about, because the two things he lied about were perfectly lawful, perfectly proper for somebody to do during the transition. And so I think it really reflects the weakness, not a strength, in Mueller's prosecution.
So here you have another example. And this all goes back to what I said at the top of the broadcast, where fake news is brainwashing the people into a set of beliefs that cannot be real because the basis for those beliefs does not exist. So again, Dershowitz breaking it down, anti-Trump movement fired up over the Flynn charges, has nothing to do with Russia and collusion and Trump. It shows how Mueller has nothing as far as Russian collusion is concerned. And then claiming that Trump is obstructing justice, he can't do that. He's the president. But what happens? The left buys it and then they run with it as if it's real, just like the travel ban. Oh, Trump can't do the travel ban. Oop. Supreme Court just approved the travel ban.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. Typically, my co-host would be joining us right now, but again, with breaking news developing in the White House, Roger Stone had to get his ear to the ground to get all of that developing intel. So if we get anything breaking, we'll let you know. But as of now, Stone busy on the scene, gathering information on developments in the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, you make all of this possible. You make it possible for us to be live 10 hours a day. You make it possible for us to hire a crew to make all of these broadcasts special. You make it possible for us to expand at InfoWarsStore.com. So we pay it forward by bringing you specials all the time. Right now, the latest special, 33% off DNA Force. This is a product that I take every morning and night. A breakthrough product, breakthrough in protecting your telomeres, which is part of the aging process. Look up the science behind DNA Force for yourself, folks. But it is a no-joke, hardcore product for your health, DNA Force, a breakthrough product that, well, let's just say other companies are trying to mimic now. But the deals don't stop there. We've got 50% off our line of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. That just has a 4.8-star review with 3,300-plus reviews. You've got the Super Blue mouthwash, also 50% off. My whole thing with Super Blue toothpaste is it literally makes your teeth squeaky clean. You'll notice when you're brushing with Super Blue, eventually your teeth are squeaking while you're brushing them because they are so clean. So take advantage of the 50% off Super Blue specials at InfoWarsStore.com. And since it is Christmas season, I can't think of a better time to go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of our new online store gift cards, or get a t-shirt or a hat or one of our health products for family and friends. Introduce them to InfoWars. There's one of our popular hats, the neon yellow trucker cap. People love that hat. With the Day Glow yellow. This supports the broadcast, helps us expand, and we give you good products. These are no joke products. The hats are high quality material. There's Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's 50% off right now. I also do Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning. Right now I mix it with apple juice, sometimes with blueberry juice, sometimes with cranberry juice. But Super Male Vitality is also on sale too. Wow, the list of specials here is, it would take me the entire broadcast to list them all off, folks. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is how you support us. When you see them trying to censor us and shut us down and you wonder what you can do, InfoWarsStore.com is what you can do. Support us there. Tell us about, or tell your friends and family about us and our products, and that's how we go to the next level. At this time, I'm going to open up the phone lines, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We'll take calls from you. Before we aggregate some of these calls here, guys, I want to go to clip 9. Now, Trump has turned this into a news story. When he tweeted out, what should we do about ABC spreading fake news and then causing the stock market to collapse? And I still can't remember it, dang it, and now I'm upset because it's on the tip of my tongue, but this is the second time fake news has tried to collapse the stock market. And I remember it happened a year or so ago, and Alex came in and did a special broadcast. I believe it was on a Saturday night. I came up with him, and it was about how they spread some other fake news story to attempt to collapse the stock market and stop Trump's momentum. We recovered from that. They did the same thing. So here is ABC News having to retract its claims about Flynn testifying against Trump.
And David, a clarification tonight on something one of Flynn's confidants told us and we reported earlier today. He said the president had asked Flynn to contact Russia during the campaign. He's now clarifying that, saying, according to Flynn, candidate Trump asked him during the campaign to find ways to repair relations with Russia and other hotspots. And then after the election, the president-elect asked him to, told him to contact Russia on issues, including working together to fight ISIS, David.
Before and after, and in the meantime...
Yeah. In fact, guys, will you actually look for Trump's tweet that he tweeted out? Oh, look at that. These guys, they just read my mind. Here was Trump's tweet that created this news cycle. Again, this is Trump literally creating news cycles. People who lost money when the stock market went down 350 points based on the false and dishonest reporting of Brian Ross. Ouch. Called right out. Of ABC News, he has been suspended. Should consider hiring a lawyer and suing ABC for the damage this bad reporting has caused. Many millions of dollars. I wonder if anyone did hire a lawyer at President Trump's suggestion. But here's the irony. So the story goes like this. Flynn was the national security director, or I forget the exact role. I believe that was exact role. So Trump says, I need you to contact Kislyak, who is the ambassador to Russia. So if you need an outlet to get in touch with Russia, it's Kislyak. That's literally his job. And if you're the president or the incoming president and you need to reach out, you would go to your security advisor, who would then go to the ambassador, who would then go to Russia. That is the standard process of communication there. So that's what happens. Now, the exact occurrence that they're covering here is alleging that, and it makes sense to me, that President Trump is indeed working behind the scenes with Russia. I say good. Absolutely. I'm glad. I hope that we're allies with Russia and that we want to defeat ISIS and wipe out the globalists who want to end national sovereignty. Absolutely. Well, let's collude with Russia. Sure. And if we have to go behind the scenes to do that because Barack Obama is spying on everything that an American is doing, then I guess that's what we'll have to do as president, right? It's not like people want to spy on the president. It's not like people want to spy on the president to get information. It's not like the Obama administration spied on the president. Oh, wait, yes, he did. So President Trump says, look, we've got to go along with these sanctions against Russia for the time being, for the narrative and the news cycle and the pressure and the public eye. So we're going to go along with these sanctions and we have to go against Russia on these sanctions. And we're going to do this stuff in Syria, but we're going to back off Syria. Syria just announced it's basically totally free again. Christianity's back. And Trump says, just tell Russia not to have a harsh reaction to these sanctions. Just have them sit back with these sanctions and let's figure it out in the future. But we got to put these sanctions out. But Flynn, just tell Kislyak and the Russians just to not freak out over this. Let's get this figured out in the future. But we just, for the time being, have to get these sanctions. So, okay. So that's what Flynn does. And he goes and does this. And now, because the Obama administration was spying on him the whole time and they tricked him in the context of the original interview about Trump and Russia and collusion, he misspoke, and then he gets accused of lying, and now he has to admit it. So boom, they entrap Flynn, they got him, which has nothing to do with any actual Russian collusion, or on top of that, anything illegal in general. So when I saw this story in the New York Times, it actually confirmed everything that I had already thought. Kremlin denies Flynn influenced decision on sanctions. So here's the New York Times trying to cover up what actually happened, which is via the actual process of communication, Donald Trump tried to ease tension with Russia via his conduit, Michael Flynn, and the ambassador, Kislyak. So the New York Times confirms all of this by printing this story and trying to tell you, oh, that's not what happened. No. Whoa, no. Trump wasn't trying to keep a good relationship with Russia because of these sanctions. Nope. Oh, wait, yes. Yes, that's what happened. So that's what they have Flynn and Trump on. Absolutely nothing, folks. Robert Mueller is the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Emmerich's essential oils can help balance your sleep schedule and realign your sleep cycle. These essential oils are an inexpensive and effective way to bring aromatherapy into your home. Experience the benefits of what nature can do for you with scents to help you relax and unwind. When life has you feeling down, the scent of each of our essential oils can help you boost your mood. When using Emmerich's essential oils, there's no easier way to diffuse fragrances than with this essential oils scent diffuser pod. Experience the power of aromatherapy in any room of your home with Emmerich's essential oils. Headaches are a major inconvenience, but essential oils can help eliminate headaches and help reduce stress and anxiety. When you're hard at work and need a boost in your mental performance, remember to use Emmerich's essential oils to help increase your comprehension and memory potential. Buy now and get what will soon become your favorite essential oil products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products
stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, I'm about to go to the phones here, and we've got a litany of subjects they want to talk about. But just overall, I mean, how do you explain what you're witnessing here? How do you explain the current state of the madness that is reality? Where, I mean, seriously, look at what happened with the Kate Steinle verdict. There's so many lessons that you could learn from the Kate Steinle verdict. Let's look at some of these things. In fact, okay, here's the option. In fact, here's the question that I pose to the audience. And they always say, oh, you can't say that. Oh, you can't pose that question. That's just trying to prompt a point or prompt a discussion. Well, yeah, that's the point. That's the point.
Oh, CBS News reports, white nationalist group set up memorial to Kate Steinle.
Yeah, white nationalist. See, so there it is, though. So this is what they do. So you can't even be white anymore without being a white nationalist. You can't even exist as a white individual without either being a Nazi, a Trump supporter, a white nationalist, but probably all three. And so that's what they paint you as, and then they dehumanize you, and then you get attacked by these terrorists, these leftist terrorists in the streets, and then nothing happens. Because, well, that's what's supposed to happen to a Nazi racist bigot, right? So Kate Steinle gets murdered. I mean, seriously, like, you can't even... It makes so little sense that you can't even wrap your mind around it. There's nothing to even wrap your mind around at all. It makes so little sense. So all the ICE directors are saying now how sanctuary cities are dangerous. But don't you see, folks, you want to know why Kate Steinle's murderer walked? You want to know? Do you really want to know why? 100% political. You see, if Kate Steinle's murderer was locked up and charged with manslaughter, didn't even get manslaughter. Let's say it was a mistake and he didn't mean to shoot her and still killed her. How does he not get manslaughter? No manslaughter. Not even a manslaughter case. How do you explain that, folks? Because if he would have been locked up for manslaughter, that verifies everything Trump campaigned on. And then that gives Trump the mandate to put sanctuary cities in the dust heap of history by removing federal funding. But you see, because the political agenda on the left is more important than life, they gladly let the murderer walk in order to keep their political agenda afoot. That is how sick and twisted the political left has become. More so specifically in California. Don't expect this story to stop. In fact, we shouldn't let it stop. What happened? Because I don't want to compare this to a Mike Brown or a Philando Castile situation or even a Rodney King situation. Because this wasn't about police. Instead, let's compare this to a Trayvon Martin situation. How many different marches did we have for Trayvon Martin? How many different political groups? How many times was Trayvon Martin brought up as a symbol of black victimhood on the Hill and in the media? Well, just about every day for a year. They still chant Trayvon Martin in the streets when Black Lives Matter marches. Okay, fine. Where is that same group of people for Kate Steinle? Where are all the outrages from the left for Kate Steinle, who gets murdered and then no justice for her killer? Oh, you know why you don't see that? You know why? Because the left is racist, folks. So, just like in the Jim Crow era and when the KKK actually did have mandates on policy because of their political pull and there was no justice for black people. Now you get that in California for white people and you get that in Boston for white people. So you can sit here and make whatever social justice virtue signal you want to make, but you better look square in the mirror and ask yourself if you're being fair on your social justice causes and if you even raised a finger for Kate Steinle, who was murdered and whose murderer walked away without even a manslaughter charge. What do you think would happen if Kate Steinle was a black woman? Do you think California would have let the murderer walk? Maybe. Because again, the real goal here is to not have their political agenda destroyed, which is sanctuary cities, which is illegal votes, which is for Democrats to stay in office. So there's that circle, there's that train of corruption there. But then you look at it from the social standpoint and you say, where are all the marches for Kate Steinle? Why aren't people rioting in the streets, burning and looting for the lack of justice in the Kate Steinle case? And to that, I go to the phone lines. Let's start with Linda in Oregon. Linda, why aren't we seeing riots and burning and looting and marches and hashtags for Kate Steinle?
Well, good afternoon, Owen. I think the problem is we have allowed the left to define reality through language. And I think Trump set a wonderful example during the primaries by succinctly naming his competitors, you know, like low energy Jeb. Really, when it comes to naming these people, we shouldn't call them Antifa. That's what they want to be called. We should call them what they are. They're thugs. We shouldn't call
them losers. Well, Trump calls them losers.
Yeah, let's call them losers. Instead of calling it abortion, that's what the left wants us to call it.
Call it murder.
Call it what it is, infanticide. And what about this special counsel? You know, let's call it tyranny court. Let's not play their game. Let's call things what they are. Because, you know, what did Mark Twain say? You know, a lie gets halfway around the block before the truth gets a chance to put its pants on.
And yeah, halfway around the world even.
Yeah, exactly. We've got to do a better job of that. We've got to slam back with truth and with hard words that are to the point, you know.
You are 100% right how the left has dictated social narratives via their authoritarian stance on language. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, we've got to do.
Yeah, net neutrality, good point. That's another one. Like the Patriot Act, net neutrality, sustainable. That's their little buzzword, sustainable. It's sustainable racism against white people. It's sustainable rape by the Muslims.
Yeah, and we've got to counter that with something that is truthful, what it really is, because it's not sustainable. You know it, I know it.
So what do you think we do? I mean, obviously we can try to insert our own language, but on top of that, how do we get in front of them?
Well, we quit calling them by the names they want to be called, and we call them by appropriate monikers ourselves. We don't call them Antifa anymore. We call them thugs. That's it.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Linda. I wish I could call them by their appropriate names, but unfortunately, the FCC bans that type of language from being broadcast on air. So, but no, she's absolutely right. And what they've done here with the language is they've brainwashed and co-opted well-meaning people into the liberal mindset where they think they're on the right side. And by the looks and sounds of it, it sounds like you're on the right side. But deep down, when you get to the roots of it, you realize, oh, my gosh, these are the most wicked, disgusting, racist people.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Running out of words to describe the craziness exhibited by modern day liberals and leftists, but perhaps nothing can show that better than this video of a Democrat mayor literally breaking down into tears at the thought of white privilege.
I don't think you can make such a broad brush and say that we've all been privileged or that we don't understand because we're white.
What you have just said is the most racist.
Excuse me? Don't you ever, ever accuse me of that. You have no basis to say something like that in public. And no basis to that, say something like that.
Then let me rephrase it. That statement was one of the most racist things I've ever heard.
What statement?
That you that you are offended by the fact that you're not feeling the white privilege thing. The discussion I just heard now makes me so angry. I'm shaking. You're just crediting. I'm passionate about this. I'm so passionate about hearing all sides of the story. And for you to disregard the fact that white privilege exists is beyond me.
So that's a Democrat mayor breaking down into tears because she tells this woman she has white privilege, and the woman is like, excuse me? You don't know anything about me, and that is rude. And then she's like, oh my gosh, you didn't accept my label? What am I going to do? And she breaks down into tears. So there you go. Liberalism is a mental disorder even when they are in office. They're still mentally impaired. And so what happened to Kate Steinle? If white privilege is such a prevalent thing, where was Kate Steinle's white privilege when her murderer walked free? Huh. No white privilege there. Funny how that works. No, you know what Kate Steinle is actually a victim of? And since her actual murderer walked free, I think it's time we look at some of these lawmakers and policymakers that allowed the murderer to be in the sanctuary city, that brought in the sanctuary city doctrine and legislation. That's who ought to be arrested and put in jail now. We're looking right at you, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Jerry Brown. You better, in fact, and you know what? This is what's going to happen. They're going to end up in jail. I'm serious. They are all going to end up in jail if they don't bring justice back to California, where you can murder somebody, but as long as you're a non-citizen, get away with it. You can give 500 people AIDS intentionally and still not go to jail. But if you call someone the wrong pronoun, well, then you're going to look at some jail time. But killing someone is okay if you're a non-citizen. No problem. So Kate Steinle is a victim of liberal pride that rigged the case against her because they cannot admit Trump was right. And politically, they cannot give Trump the leverage to say that sanctuary cities are unsafe, even though it's 100% obvious. That's the liberal mindset. They would rather see millions of people die than give up their political agenda. And you better believe that's true. And you also better believe Jerry Brown, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein. You all better figure it out real quick. If you don't return justice to the state of California, you're all going to be in jail. You will all be behind bars. If you let that state spiral more out of control, they can only take so much. That's how I see that thing going. But so here's what happens. You have all of these people that want to shove white privilege down our throats. And I go down to Texas State University, show an article that is blatantly racist against white people, but it's okay to print that. So my question to the audience today is, if Kate Steinle was black, would there be marches? Would there be an outcry from the ACLU? And if there wasn't justice for the killer, would there be riots in the street? But for my caller, Eric in Florida, I'll take it one step further. If the Texas State article was written by a white person about a black person, would it have been published? What do you think, Eric?
Exactly what you think, Owen.
Hell no, it wouldn't have been published.
Exactly. And it really...
So you know what? That's my privilege. That's my privilege as a white person. My privilege is to be victimized by racism, but it's okay. See, this is what I'm saying. This is what infuriates me. I'm sorry, Eric, but this is what infuriates me. There's this weird mindset, and I'm not, you've seen it before, where you can't be racist against white people. That's what they say. So that's our That's our privilege somehow, is we're impervious to racism. So even though there's racism against white people being mainstreamed now, it doesn't exist because we're impervious to it, but everything that exists from a white person is racist against every other race. That is literally the mindset these people have. It was all written in that article that got published at Texas State. Go ahead, Eric.
Taking care of that, Nick. I thank you for going down there and taking care of that issue and presenting it. However, I got a couple suggestions when, you know, they're talking about DNA is an abomination, this, that kind of stuff. It was a State of the Union address that was done by Bill Clinton. I'm not sure on his last one or his first one, but he did the fallacy. You guys got sources, but you can't reveal them. They're real. And what I'm saying is he said when he was at dinner, he talked to a doctor, and the doctor said there was more commonality between black genes and white genes than between whites and whites. So it might be, you know, I think he can throw something back in her face and go down there with
Well, it's just ridiculous. It's all ridiculous. I mean, it's all ridiculous. Eric, I go down there to cover an article written, published by the University Star that says white people are an abomination. I go down there and it turns into a victim contest, and every black person that shows up says, how dare you claim victim? I'm the victim. The media told me I'm the victim. The local Democrats told me I'm the victim. How dare you claim victim status? That's my right. It's my right as a black person to be the victim. And I'm like, look, We can't be victims here. We have to rise above it. We're all in America. We can all beat this. We can all beat racism. I'm not going to let racism hold me back. You shouldn't let racism hold. How dare you try to steal my victim state? I mean, that's the response I get. It's crazy. You know what it is? Obviously, it's brainwashing. Obviously, it's an agenda to destroy the black culture from the CIA. It began when they infiltrated the rap game and basically told all black people you have to be drug dealers and gangbangers to destroy the black culture and the black family. But see, they don't bring any of that up. It's all, you're a racist because you're a whitey. And then I can't even present to them a story that their own school published that says I'm an abomination without getting into a victim contest with them. I mean, this is nuts. Final word, Eric.
It's so pathetic, man. We got to stand up to it and reverse psychology or something along those lines.
Well, and here, again, the sad thing is these people are just indoctrinated and brainwashed, and hopefully they can get over it. But it's just like, how is there any hope for reality when your first response to someone saying, hey, look at this article, is, no, I'm the victim. I mean, get over yourself.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
And ultimately, Jesse, is that they want to replace the current electorate in the United States, that electorate that in Ohio and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Florida voted for Donald Trump, with a new electorate. And that new electorate, if the demographic changes bear out that we've seen develop in Virginia, that will create a California, a Florida, a Texas that looks like New York and Connecticut and Massachusetts. So I think the Democrats mostly want to replace those, you know, old white yahoo conservatives with a new group of people who might be a little bit more amenable to big government, who don't necessarily have a big affection for the Second Amendment or a Constitution. And a lot of the Republicans who don't want to secure the border haven't wanted to do so because they love the cheap labor. Yep. A lot of businesses love the cheap labor. And so there was an unholy alliance in both the left and the right for years until Trump came along and basically called them on their you-know-what and said, this is what the people want. They want a real border. They want a real government. And they want safety and security. He ran on protecting Americans and legal immigrants from this kind of carnage.
Yep.
The fact that this was allowed to happen in the first place, as you said, and it was a fantastic monologue, was beyond abominable, but it happens every day in different levels and different forms, and we're seeing it.
Do you think that Democrats are willing to take a loss of a Kate Steinle or someone like
yes.
that, buy an illegal in a sanctuary
yes.
city in
yes.
order to further their political agenda?
Absolutely.
So they're okay with, you know, people dying as long as the open borders keep happening.
It's kind of like on the sexual harassment stuff where you have women saying, well, if a few men have to be
yeah.
accused, you know, and they're innocent, but they have to go through hell, it's worth it.
Well.
They are more afraid of conservative, Christian, traditional Americans than they are ISIS,
yep.
Al-Qaeda, illegal immigrants, drugs coming across the border, guns, human trafficking. They can talk a good game, how they're pro-women, and we're all about women, women's I can tell you who doesn't have any women's reproductive rights right now. Kate Steinle.
So there is Laura Ingraham, the latest addition to the lineup of hosts on Fox News at night, basically laying it out. 110%. The only thing I think that Laura didn't really hit home hard enough was that it's all political for these people in that they need the votes. See, a low-life scum dirtbag like Maxine Waters and Dianne Feinstein and Jerry Brown and all the others in California could never be elected without the non-citizen vote, without the bring in as many non-Americans as possible vote. That's literally their lifeblood. So they have to virtue signal to the non-citizens in their sanctuary cities, to other potential voters that would be crossing the border illegally, hey, if you come here and you murder one of us, it's okay. Just vote Democrat and we'll take care of you. So that's the message that they send. Now, the question I'm posing to the audience, if Kate Steinle was black, would there be marches? Would there be an outcry in the liberal media? Would there be riots and burning cities to the ground? That's the question I pose to the audience. It's just, you know, and real quick, just to knock this off of my plate here. It's all driven on fake news and spin. The entire liberal movement. If I have to read the story one more time about Colin Kaepernick sacrificing his job for his social justice movement, I think my head is going to blow up. For the 10,000th time, Colin Kaepernick walked away from his contract. But Colin Kaepernick gets honored at the ACLU dinner. Why? Because he sacrificed his career for social justice. No, he sacrificed his career because he was a bum quarterback and knew that if he quit, he would get more attention. Why won't the media present a story as it really is? This weekend, the NFL did their cleats for a cause, or it was my cause, my cleats. Now, this was something I thought was going to go terribly wrong. Surprisingly, the NFL got it right. My cause, my cleats did not get politicized like everything else the NFL's been doing. And I was like, finally, maybe the NFL gets it and they're taking a step in the right direction. Wrong. NFL, you may have heard it, is now going to be spending $100 million on social justice programs. But guess where they're getting that money? No, not from the bloated Roger Goodell's $50 million a year contract request. No, they're taking that from breast cancer awareness and veterans funds. So instead of spending that money on the breast cancer charities and the salute to service veterans that they normally slot that money to, now it'll be going to liberal causes to the tune of nearly $100 million. It's really sad the NFL has decided to commit suicide. And I would say this. If Roger Goodell is not out of the commissioner's office by the season 2018 kickoff, the NFL has no hope for revival. Right now, I think they can still have life breathed back into him. But if they do not get Goodell out by next year, the NFL is, well, it's not what it once was. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Again, I ask, if Kate Steinle was black, would there be marches in the street? Would there be an outcry on liberal media? And would there be riots and looting as we saw after other deaths such as Mike Brown, Trayvon Martin? Let's go to Dan in California. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, sir. I totally believe there would be lots of marches, not just here in California, but around the
Yeah, so Don Lemon and Van Jones and Rachel Maddow would all be on TV screaming and crying, and then the George Soros leftist groups would be organizing and rioting and protesting.
Yes, sir. Totally agree with
that. But not for Kate Steinle because she's white.
Yeah, it's a sad world we're living in, especially with how it's getting better. There's a fight going on, that's for sure.
It's just sad. It's not, to me, this is, because I'm not up here, I'm not up here crying about, I'm white, it's so hard for whites, Kate Steinle, it's so hard. No. I'm pointing out double standards, and I'm trying to expose how the political left is the most fraudulent, phony, double standard group of a political movement right now. And a hate group, flat out a hate group, in the biggest hate group and the most biggest group of phonies in America right now.
Yeah, it's really sad how the politicians don't do the people's will. And I got to thank InfoWars. You guys were the ones that red-pilled me, man. I started opening my eyes to what's going on in our government. And we got to get our elected officials unelected and out.
Well, we've got the midterms coming up in 2018, probably the most important midterms ever. Dan, you're out there in California. I mean, how do you even make sense of the utter nonsense that goes on in California?
There is no sense in it. It's all hogwash. I cannot believe some of the things I see on the news, some of the laws that are passed here in California. It's really hard. It's hard to be a Trump supporter out here. I have a InfoWars Trump shirt, and I wear it and kind of watch my back more when I do.
Well, yeah, I mean, the left is so tolerant and loving, you know, as soon as they see someone they know has a different political viewpoint, they want to bully you, intimidate you. And I mean, if they've got enough people in their group and outnumber you, they'll probably just go ahead and beat you up.
Yeah, just like the one individual you guys had on earlier. I could not believe it when I heard about that story.
Well, I mean, come on, Dan, in California. I mean, Trump is obviously a Russian agent. That's why the U.S. stock market is up. That's why the economy is up. You know, Trump is obviously a racist. That's why he's appointing all these different people to office of every different ethnic background and color of skin. I mean, what's wrong with you, Dan? Why haven't you taken the liberal indoctrination that they're force-feeding you in California?
Because of you guys and people like you guys making it me aware of actually what's going on. That's exactly it. And I'm so happy to be a part of this movement. The Trump train is still gaining speed, in my opinion. And I think that more people will be flipping over, hopefully.
Well, I think that Dan is absolutely crazy because, you know, just because Kate Steinle just got murdered by a non-citizen doesn't mean we should stop letting these people in our country. I mean, you know, look at this.
We need to kick all the people out that have been...
No. You need to stop being so racist. I've got the story right here. Mexican man convicted of kidnapping and sexually abusing two Oregon women laughs in court and tells the families he's going to see him in hell because he was already deported 20 times before. So, I mean, I think that California should keep bringing these people in, keep bringing the murderers in, keep bringing the rapists in. And then, you know, and then that will be nice. And then you can finally accept how racist you are out there as a white male and just let the illegal immigrants rape and murder everyone. That's what California wants. It's beautiful.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Emerix essential oils can help balance your sleep schedule and realign your sleep cycle. These essential oils are an inexpensive and effective way to bring aromatherapy into your home. Experience the benefits of what nature can do for you with scents to help you relax and unwind.
When life has you feeling down, the scent of each of our essential oils can help you boost your mood. When using Emmerich's essential oils, there's no easier way to diffuse fragrances than with this essential oils scent diffuser pod. Experience the power of aromatherapy in any room of your home with Emmerich's essential oils. Headaches are a major inconvenience, but essential oils can help eliminate headaches and help reduce stress and anxiety. When you're hard at work and need a boost in your mental performance, remember to use Emmerich's essential oils to help increase your comprehension and memory potential. Buy now and get what will soon become your favorite essential oil products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Well, we told you first, they're going to try to invoke the 25th Amendment. If you didn't believe us then, believe us now. Here is the fake media trying to convince you that Trump is unfit for office.
Here's the disclaimer right up front. They're going to say that this is a conspiracy theory, but it's the stone cold truth. They are going to claim that Donald Trump has Alzheimer's, and that it is progressive, and that is progressing, and that is the source of his insanity.
Both the New York Times and the Washington Post have new reports about the mind of Donald Trump, which is filled with things that are not true, that he spews both publicly and privately, leaving people in the White House to wonder how his mind actually works.
Everybody around Donald Trump knows he's not stable. Everybody around Donald Trump knows he's not stable now.
Kelly.
Everybody.
Unstable.
I think, honestly, it's time for members of Congress and the cabinet especially to come to conclusions about this mountain of empirical evidence that the president is laboring under a mental impairment.
He is still questioning the authenticity of President Obama's birth certificate. I mean, Dana, I can't believe I'm asking this, but is there something seriously wrong about him?
You have somebody inside the White House that the New York Daily News says is mentally unfit, that people close to him say is mentally unfit, that people close to him during the campaign told me had early stages of dementia. Now, listen, you can get mad at me if you want to.
Crazy Joe never lets Mika talk. She's just a side piece.
When are we supposed to say this? After the first nuclear missile goes?
Frightening that his behavior, his own behavior, raises questions about his fitness to serve and his grasp of reality.
He's completely detached from reality.
It makes me recall people who have early onset dementia.
Oh, so we're doing this now. It's okay to say the D word. I thought we were all just supposed to smile and pretend he was being colorful, like Uncle Marty when he started wearing Kleenex boxes as shoes.
Well, I think it's another example of his being close to psychosis when he is stressed.
I think he has short-term memory loss. I think he maybe even has a touch of, you know, dementia maybe. I don't know.
But something's wrong with him. Something's wrong. I don't know what it is.
Joy Bayer probably has dementia.
Really concerning me is that there is no one.
Mika gets to talk?
Absolutely no one in the White House who can get him to stop talking.
The future ex-president of the United States of America is unstable.
From the ex-news
host.
That is
not my opinion. That is not the media's opinion. That is America's opinion.
Think about the prospect that the president of the United States is not fully in his right mind. I mean, let's just say it. Is not fully in touch with reality, and is worsening.
We are concerned that the president of the United States is so unstable, is so volatile, has a decision-making process that is so quixotic that he might order a nuclear weapons strike that is wildly out of step with U.S. national security interests.
When is this the right time to talk about a mentally unstable president in the White House and a nuclear showdown with another unstable madman in North Korea?
He's decompensating. That's a psychiatric term, but what it means in simple terms is he's losing his grip on reality.
This is what we mean when we say that somebody is becoming psychotic or is briefly psychotic.
It makes me recall people who are in the early stages of Alzheimer's.
America has spoken. He's unstable. It is time for the American political media to do the same.
Resist.
The War Room. InfoWars. It keeps being reaffirmed in me every day, folks. The louder they scream against Trump, the dirtier they are. You bet your bottom dollar. There's essentially two or three groups of people right now. You've got the top of the New World Order globalists that are the manipulators and the engineers. Then you have the lower levels of the secret societies that are the perverts, the pedophiles, the sexual perverts. And then you have the lowest level, which is the minions, who believe everything coming from the top, who's doing nothing more than telling you lies to protect their secret societies and their shadow government. It's all coming down.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
All right, I've still got stacks of news here. It's just... There was a caller into the Alex Jones show today that put a question out there that was something that's really been bogging me down, when the caller basically said, Alex, have you reached a threshold where it's almost like we're powerless outside of President Trump, where we have to put all of our chips in Trump's basket because he's the last hope? What can we do? I mean, what can we do when the California judicial system lets a murderer walk? You know, I mean, what do we do when alt-left terrorism and violence is considered okay by the media and it's pretty much ignored? And then they spin it and try to say that Trump supporters are the racist and the violent ones, even though all of the evidence says otherwise. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do when you've got Mueller and Rosenstein and McCabe and the Podestas and the Clintons and the Obamas, all of them wrapped up to their ears in Russian collusion and treason and selling out America's energy? I mean, all of it. But then Trump is the one in the microscope. I mean, what do you do? How do you win that battle? And then, so the caller says, is that why you putting everything in Trump's basket? Because to me, it's so painstaking for us to come here every day, bring you the truth, report the news, and then still the Russian collusion probe goes on. Still Kate Steinle's murderer gets to walk. You know, it just goes on and on and on and on. And so it's like, what do we do? So I don't know if it's putting all of the eggs in Trump's basket, or if it's because we've been so disenfranchised, this is why we're so willing to just give all of our will to President Trump and say, please do something for us. Please save this country. And then the political left is so committed to their agenda, which is anti-American, that they will literally let a murderer walk in order to keep their political agenda afloat. And so that's the state we're at right now. So when, and then the second follow-up question is, when do we say, okay, Trump, why is Hillary still walking, President Trump? Why are sanctuary cities still being funded, President Trump? Why is the swamp still running DC, President Trump? But on the back end, you have to look at all the positives that are happening that there would have never even been a chance with under Hillary Clinton. Syria is almost completely free. Russia is taking credit for it. And if Hillary Clinton was in office, you better believe chemical attacks and ISIS would still be running amok in Syria. And so this is the back channels that Trump was trying to do, where he says, all right, we're going to bomb this Syrian airfield because right now that's what the media wants us to do, and that's what the story is. And so we're just going to go ahead and go with this fake news, and we're going to bomb this Syrian airfield, which ended up doing almost no damage, was operational the next day. And so Trump uses back channels and says, look, don't freak out over this attack. We're just doing this to appease the fake news, get them off my back for a minute. The same thing with this Russian deal. All right, look, we're going to put these sanctions on you, but don't freak out. We're just doing this to appease the enemies and get them off my back for a minute so I can try to focus on something else. And so then what happens? Syria isn't nearly as war-torn as it was before Trump took office. And Trump is trying to not have a Russian reset, as Hillary Clinton would have said, but a actual real functioning partnership with Russia to get the anti-nationalist, anti-family New World Order off our backs and to stop ISIS and or the compromised element of controlled terrorism in the Middle East. So what does the media tell you? What do the Democrats tell you? Trump's colluding with Russia. See how they spin it? Why would they want to lie to you? Why would... Oh, because it's the Democrats doing it. Oh, because it was John McCain running the terrorists in Syria that were trying to remove Assad from power. And then you wonder why John McCain doesn't like President Trump. So yes, it's all very convoluted. And unfortunately, the average mind of a liberal, a modern day liberal, literally can barely do basic addition. Yet they would fall for a made up climate change theory. It's just all insanity. Let's go to Carrie in Oklahoma. You're on the air, Carrie. What's on your mind today?
Hello, and how are you?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. My head is spinning. I just don't understand why people still choose to live in delusion land.
And that's my biggest problem, is why is everybody so delusional? Surely I cannot be the only sane person on this planet, because that's how I feel.
Well, you're not the only sane person on the planet. Obviously, there's a huge movement of it. But the shocking thing is that you've not only got people in power that are completely indoctrinated, but their minions still go out on the street every day for these people, even though they've delivered them nothing.
Yeah, they've delivered them nothing, but yet they complain to me all the time that Trump has done nothing for anybody.
So what is the Newsweek article that you called in about?
Well, it's from about an hour and a half ago, maybe. And it says that Trump is closer to impeachment than we think. And this is by some Republican strategist named Castellanos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he seems to think that if Roy Moore wins and gets into the Senate, then putting him as the face of the Republican Party for the next year is going to put everybody in danger, and that's going to lead to Trump being impeached.
So here's Newsweek with a literally probably everything in that article is fake.
Probably so. It looks that way.
And I'm just watching the video.
Yeah, Trump's approval rating is a 35%.
Yeah, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
It's all lies. I'm getting so tired of it. I don't watch anything on mainstream news. I have actually lost probably about 200 people in the last week on my Facebook just because of this.
But look, this is the thing. You ask them, what do you want to impeach Trump on? They can't even tell you.
No, and they can't even tell me. They, you know, like one of them the other day was, well, Trump lies. And I said, okay, what has he lied about? And he sent me some New York Times article that was like 500 pages long of every little thing. You know, there was collusion with Russia. He says that there's not, you know, blah, 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 all of this stuff. And I'm like, I can debunk every single one of those if you just let me.
Here is the weird threshold that I think we have entered, and we're debating whether we should cross it or not. And because we are actually true to ourselves and true to our word and our movement, we don't actually want to move in the direction of authoritarianism and tyranny because that's what we're against. But I'd be lying to you if I didn't have in the back of my head a thought that said, you know what, President Trump, go full dictator. Lock Hillary Clinton up. Lock Nancy Pelosi up. Put these people in jumpsuits and in handcuffs, and let's get someone to start talking about why they have sanctuary cities. Let's get someone to start talking about why they just let a murderer walk free. Let's get somebody talking about Hillary Clinton's foundation. Let's get somebody talking about Planned Parenthood that has, I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like nothing is going to happen until someone in an actual leadership position brings the hammer down on these people. And I guess that's what people are waiting for from President Trump.
And that's what I'm waiting for.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I'm so fired up to this point now, and I want to almost have this debate every day because it's the only way I think we can actually beat this thing to death until it dies, and that is the Trump-Russia collusion or the Trump needs to be impeached. So we've got open lines right now. We've got some callers I need to get to, but specifically, only if you think Trump should be impeached or you want Trump impeached or you think he's going to be impeached, please call in 888-201-2244. I will go to your call. Let me see if there's anyone that can actually provide me a reason why Trump should be impeached. Now, before we get to that, I've got Rob Dew in studio. We've got more developments on vaccine news. Rob, it's my body, my choice until it comes to vaccine. So if you want to, you know, kill your baby, then that's okay. Your body, your choice. But if you want to avoid getting killed by a vaccine, well, all of a sudden, no.
Exactly. And over the weekend, actually, this debate cropped up again about vaccines coming from China, vaccines being made in China. And there's a big debate. You could, sites like Skeptical Raptor go, no vaccines come from China.
Now, are these vaccines that we use in America?
Well, here's the catch. And the FDA allows this. The FDA allows the import of ingredients to be sourced from abroad. And in fact, I'll get to the numbers in a second. And some of these are from, you know, 2014, 2015. These are older numbers. But what goes on is, so, not necessarily vaccines made in China are injected into babies here. They are injected all over the world. And the Clinton Foundation was big at getting them in here. This started about 2010, 2011 of China entering the vaccine market. But what happens is they're allowed to source ingredients. And so say France, who makes some of our vaccines in Belgium, they could get ingredients from all over the world. A lot of, you know, some embryo, like chicken embryo or some egg embryo.
So it becomes like a private industry where you're just making every move for profit.
Exactly. So you're getting cheaper sources from China, say, and then you're bringing them in here. I mean, Merck even has a plant in China, and I'll get to those in a second, but it started back in 2011. This is an AP article. China prepares for big entry into vaccine market. And so in March 2011, the World Health Organization announced that, China has met the standards. And now they're going to become a vaccine producing power with more than 30 companies being able to produce nearly 1 billion doses. And so that came out in 2011. Then in 2012, people are talking about, you know, active ingredients have been sourced from China. Fillers, binders, and other inactive ingredients could have come from India. They have also could be processed in Germany, sent through Canadian middleman in the United States for final production and distribution to your local pharmacy. So there is a life cycle to some of these. They don't always... It's not like you're getting all your ingredients from one location.
And, which, again, is just more like liberal double standards. They won't even eat a chicken breast if it wasn't farm-raised right on the backyard and they can prove it.
Right, but get your vaccine ingredients anywhere. And so I think that's where, what's going on. And here they say 80% of ingredients in U.S.-made drugs and 40% of finished medications come from abroad. So that's any place outside of America.
Where regulations and, you know, the services to monitor these things is obviously probably less than what we would expect.
Right. And in the 1990s, it wasn't until the 1990s that drugs from India and China started appearing in the United States. So there's all kind of drugs being sent in here. Now here's The FDA only inspects drug manufacturing facilities once every 11 years in India and China. And once every 14 years in India and China, once every 11 years in other locations. So in the U.S., they're inspected every 2.5 years.
And they probably update the vaccine every year, so you would think they need to do that every year.
So they don't have to have appeal by the same standards. And there's actually 34 vaccine manufacturers in China, one of which, Merck even has a plant in China. They have, and I can give you the city here, it's Hangzhou, China. This is back in, let's see, I think this was in 2016 or 2017, this article was printed, early 2017. So Merck's actually opening up facilities there. But an interesting part of this whole tidbit is Hillary Clinton's foundation arranged for Chinese vaccine makers to avoid U.S. scrutiny, a World Health Organization report reveals, and that was in 2016.
Hmm.
So Chinese manufactured vaccines have been given the green light to be shipped to as bulk as many as 52 countries and can bypass any inspection from any country, including the U.S., because of the work of the Clinton Foundation. So all this is being, the groundwork is being laid for all these to be sent to you. Now, here's a report from the FDA from April 3rd, 2014. And it says, FDA regulated products originate from more than 200 countries and territories and enter our market. And there's, when they first started keeping track of this, it was 8 million import lines of entry per year. Now, and this is 2014, they estimated it would be 31 million lines. And again, approximately 80% of manufactured pharmaceutical ingredients are located outside the U.S. And 40% of finished drugs come from outside the U.S. And the other interesting thing is the increase, these different line items coming from China. Back in, they started this in 2013 as 1.3 million lines. Now it's up to 5.6 million lines. And this was in 2014.
And But correct me if I'm wrong here. They can't even actually monitor that expansion because they're only coming in every 14 years.
They're only allowed to inspect the plants of these FDA regulated entities. So can you say, no, these vaccines are made in China and sent to the U.S. to be injected into babies? Yes and no. The ingredients could be sourced from anywhere. And China makes a lot of these ingredients, a lot of these raw ingredients that are then shipped all over the world. And China's had some problems. Here's an article from 2017. Chinese authorities try to cover up 650,000 substandard vaccines. So they were making these and they ended up on the black market because they were expired. So they were getting sent out of the black market. And there's one other article about this. Maybe it's in this one. I was going through all these and just kept finding more and more information.
It's typically the case with this deal.
Yeah, it's like tentacles.
Down the rabbit hole.
So you have groups that say, oh, no, nothing comes from China. Everything's fine. It's all made in, France or Belgium, Canada, and the U.S., which is where the majority of our vaccines are the final assembly is made.
Nice concoction.
But parts come from all over the world, and most of them come from China. Now, I kind of want to end this little piece on now the 80th holistic prominent doctor has died in the last 2 years. It was a Health Nut News started by Aaron Elizabeth is keeping track of these. And the latest is Dr. Winner. Dr. James Winner had a heart attack over Thanksgiving. And interestingly enough, on this photo here, he's got a hat that says CIA on it as he's, since 2015, there have been 80 holistic doctors, chiropractors, alternative health practitioners that have been killed. Some have been murdered. Some they don't even know where they're at. Some they can't find. Some they say, oh, it was suicide. But it's just amazing that since 2015, you have 80 holistic doctors that are dying. And these are people that really do speak out. This guy's from Pittsburgh, and he was a big proponent of speaking out against the vaccine industry and what they're trying to do, forcing vaccines on people.
Well, and hearing you talk about all this, and it sounds like a lot of this, coming from China. I remember when I first started listening to Alex Jones, he always said, they want us to be China. They want to mimic everything China does and bring that here. So it looks like they're doing that with the vaccines, essentially, where, in China, you can't even have more than two kids or maybe one kid now.
Right. So, well, one child policy. Yeah, Tim Cook says he wants.
I got right here.
Yeah, there you go. Let's get to that.
CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, wants the internet the same as China. So we'll have that on the other side. I don't want to be like China. I'd like to be like America.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrys Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrys Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrys Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrys Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Two segments left here before we sign off for the day. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Rob Dew is just in studio with us, breaking down. He's always investigating vaccines. It's something very near and dear to him. And I know that it's a big topic for our audience out there, too, because we've got a lot of audience members that are starting families, and they have young ones, and they're not really sure how to address, you know, the vaccine issue when they go to the doctor. But you know, it's amazing to hear from you, Because you do tell us about that. You talk about how we give you courage to stand up to your doctor, and just, it's just amazing all your support for us. And we can obviously see it when you see us expanding, and that's because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some specials at InfoWarsStore.com, including 33% off DNA Force. If you have not tried DNA Force, now is the time with a 33% off special. This is a powerful, groundbreaking product at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off Super Blue products, including the fluoride-free toothpaste. And these aren't things that we just sit here and tell you to purchase. Every product I just mentioned, I use every day. I do DNA Force at morning and before I go to bed. I clean my teeth with Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, which is 50% off right now. And I do Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning. I switch up what juice I mix it with, but I'm always doing Vitamin Mineral Fusion in the morning. So we don't just sell these products at InfoWarsStore.com. We also take them because we know how valuable and important they are to our health. So we don't just try to sell you something we don't use ourselves. We actually use the products, like Brain Force. Look at Brain Force. We got a special on Brain Force, 25% off. I don't go on air without a bottle of Brain Force right here at the desk with me. We literally have a supply of Brain Force that we keep in the desk. David Knight and I both use this studio. So we've just got a nice supply of Brain Force down here in case we ever need it to go on air. So Brain Force, incredible product. The Real Red Pill, our newest product, is really popular right now. 33% off. Is that the real? What's the deal on the Real Red Pill, actually, guys? I want to make sure I get this correct because I'm pretty sure we have a deal on that still. Yeah, so there's still a deal on the Real Red Pill, and this is the brand new product. So please try the new Red Pill and give us your reviews. I've got a couple friends that have told me they just purchased the Real Red Pill, and they're going to be giving me a review. So can't wait to hear from you. I actually have not started taking this yet. I need to start taking it myself, and I'll give you a review. So InfoWarsStore.com is how we pay it all forward. Thank you so much for your support. You really have no idea how much you mean to us and how much you just make it possible in general. You know, I go out on the streets to Texas State University. I get a bunch of support. Who knows? If it wasn't for you guys backing me up, maybe some crazy leftist tries to beat me up. So thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com and telling your friends and family about us. Okay, so I put out a call specifically to hear from Trump haters who really believe Trump should and will be impeached. Now, of course, we didn't get too many calls on this because I'm not surprised they can't actually put an argument as to why Trump should be impeached, but we did get Matthew to call in. So Matthew, I ask you, do you think President Trump should be impeached and why?
No, Owen, I don't think he should be impeached. You know what I hate? I hate all this Russian collusion, delusion stuff that continues to have nothing. I misspoke. You know, I'm for Trump. This is Matthew with Truth, NonfictionMatters.com. The Mueller indictments, they're not going to work. Flynn was told by Kushner. I'm sure you saw that on Zero Hedge. They got nothing. And now,
of course they got nothing. Of course. Well, see, but that's what I'm saying. See, thank you for the call, Matthew. Again, Matthew, a Trump supporter, not actually a Trump hater. Was trying to get some Trump haters. That's why we had played the Alan Dershowitz clip from earlier. The fact that what Papadopoulos and Flynn and the deal with Manafort, because of that as their case moving forward about Trump-Russia, it tells you they have nothing. That's the entire point. They have nothing. There is nothing with Flynn and Trump and Russia. What are they charging Flynn with? Lying to the FBI. Nothing illegal. It's just insane. In fact, let's go. We can't get any callers to call in on why Trump should be impeached. Of course not. They don't have any reasons. Let's just roll clip five here, guys, because this is truly the biggest hypocrisy ever. How is it that Flynn is getting charged with what he's getting charged with, but Hillary Clinton still has not been charged with anything?
Well, I feel badly for General Flynn. I feel very badly. He's led a very strong life, and I feel very badly, John. I will say this. Hillary Clinton lied many times to the FBI. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied and they destroyed his life. I think it's a shame. Hillary Clinton, on the 4th of July weekend, went to the FBI, not under oath. It was the most incredible thing anyone's ever seen. She lied many times. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied, and it's like they ruined his life. It's very unfair.
Yeah, and I don't even know if I would really call what Flynn did a lie. Again, I think he misspoke because he was under so much pressure, and they tried to twist the context of the conversation to say, oh, you know, what was Trump doing with the Russians? He was clearly, what was he doing with the Russians? He was up to something. And so Flynn's like, Trump was not up to anything. Trump didn't send me to talk to Russians. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, he sent you to do your job, and you lied to us. And it's like, oh. So that's what I think they got Flynn on. But again, this is on Infowars.com today. Flynn charged for lesser crime while Clinton remains free. General Flynn charged with making false statements to the FBI, which is a felony, but neither Hillary Clinton or Debbie Wasserman Schultz nor anyone else high up in the Democrat Party have been charged for far more serious crimes like the mishandling of classified information and the rigging of the DNC primary. Exactly. And so that's why the frustration looms with us, because we know Trump knows all this. We see Trump making statements like that, and then we just scratch our heads like, well, then do something. We elected you to president. So we're all kind of just sitting here, just waiting on bated breath for someone to drop the hammer on these people. And again, I say this. Every day Hillary Clinton is not behind bars, I'm losing tolerance and losing faith in the Justice Department. Every day Hillary Clinton walks free, justice is losing blood fast. And until Hillary Clinton walks free, that's like cauterizing the wound to justice. So justice is basically bleeding out right now to death. And until we cauterize that wound, which is arresting Hillary Clinton, to me, justice is dying. But it just gets worse. Ex-Florida Democrat Representative Corinne Brown sentenced for mail, wire, and tax fraud involving sham charity. Now, this is a black woman, Corinne Brown. So where are all the liberals that cry white privilege? If you want to look at an example of white privilege, look no further than the Clinton crime family that gets away with the biggest sham charity in the history of the world, but then Corinne Brown gets charged with what she did at her charity. So if I was Corinne Brown, I'd be screaming at the top of a mountain, white privilege, look at what Hillary Clinton has done. But for some reason, I doubt that will happen. All right, we got a minute left here. Let's go to a caller. Let's go to Dan calling in from Canada. Dan, you got 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Owen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you now have 45 seconds.
Okay, the question you was asking earlier, but you asked so many questions there. But the one about the lady that got murdered there, and he got let off scot-free, and then he bragged and said it was like awesome or whatever. He said,
yeah, Kate Steinle, a white woman, gets murdered by a non-citizen, and the non-citizen walks, not even a manslaughter charge, no protests, no riots in the streets. If Kate Steinle was black, would there be a media outrage on the left, and would there be marches in the streets?
Yes. Okay, I'm saying yes, there would be if she was black, and I have no offense against any black person. I'm like Alex Jennings. I like people of many color. I love them all. I have black friends, I have white friends, I have yellow friends. It doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is that if that had been a black person, yes, you would have seen, if you remember correctly, back when...
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day, whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Segment of the War Room here today. Let's start it off with a news blitz. Anti-Trump text messages show pattern of bias on Mueller's team. Oh, wow. Shocking. Yeah, shocking. So, again, I explained this at earlier in the show, but basically what you have here is three elements against Trump. You have the global elite. You may refer to them as the Illuminati, the New World Order, whatever you want to call it, the shadow government, the deep state. You've got the deep state at the top, which is threatened by Trump because of their political power, and they know that Trump is coming in as a nationalist who doesn't want to centralize global power, but wants to return it to sovereign nations. So Trump is a threat to them and their plan for global domination. So then beneath that, you have the operatives, if you will, which are the blackmailed politicians and all of the sexual deviants and pedophiles within government and media institutions that are now being exposed in Hollywood, in media, in government. So that's all now being exposed. So that's the second wave of the power structure that's freaking out because of President Trump. So at the top, Trump is a threat to the global power structure. Right below that, Trump is a threat to the pedophile sex rings orgy, you know, secret societies. Then below that, you just have the, basically the bottom feeders, the people that just eat all the caca that falls from the top, and then they believe it as gospel and worship it as real news. And they're threatened by Trump because Trump is destroying everything that has built their facade that they call reality. So that's basically why the whole power structure is freaking out to Trump. So, yes, Mueller's team is obviously anti-Trump, and there are all three waves probably represented on that team. The deep state power structure that's threatened, the sex trafficking ring that's threatened, and then the basic brainwash Stockholm syndrome victim, mindless liberal at the bottom, that's reality is formed on these lies that Trump is a threat to. So that's why you're seeing all of the reaction from President Trump. CBS News poll, Alabama Republicans say allegations against Roy Moore false. So 71% of Alabama Republicans are not believing the Roy Moore allegations. Aw, the fake news failed again. Aw, wow. Sorry, CBS. Nobody believes you anymore. Just like the story on Zero Hedge. You want to know what's going on in America? Go to Infowars.com. Follow Infowars broadcast. President, this is from the Washington Post, and that's why the headline, you'll understand. President Trump says, we need Roy Moore. A look at who we excludes. There it is. Don't you just love the Washington Post? They'll twist anything and everything as long as it makes Trump look bad. So he can't even say, we need Roy Moore. Obviously talking about America. Another senator that's going to get in there and vote for the America First agenda, not the Destroy America agenda. That's literally what it's come down to. The left is the Destroy America agenda. The right is the Save America agenda. Trump says we as Americans need Roy Moore to save America. And then the Washington Post says, well, we excludes everyone. We excludes the minorities. We excludes the Me Too movement. We excludes the Washington Post. You've got the U.S. and South Korea doing war games and drills and everything going on right now with North Korea. And I say if Hillary was in, everything that you see developing in North Korea, you'd be seeing developing in Syria. So I'm a non-interventionist, but if you had to choose between fighting a fake war in Syria or fighting, you decide, a fake war or a real war in North Korea, I would choose North Korea every time, where the leader is actually oppressing his people, unlike Assad in Syria. Obama says, shocking, we need to elect more women because men seem to be having problems. I guess he's excluding himself from that. Is he trying to bolster a Michelle Obama presidential run here? Or is he just adding fuel to the fire that is the attack on toxic masculinity? Again, they're projecting the sexual perversions of their literal blackmailed deviance onto the rest of America. No, the average man is not having a problem, Obama. Quit trying to tell us that. See, that's what I'm so sick of. I'm sick of them casting this light on America as racist. I'm sick of them casting this light on America as anti-woman. It's a bunch of bull. And when it comes from people like Obama, it is straight up anti-American propaganda. Lobbyist names California lawmaker, she says, masturbated before her in a bar bathroom. A Sacramento lobbyist said Assemblyman Matt DeBabne cornered her in a bathroom and masturbated in front of her. So is this another sexual deviant leftist, or is this a false accusation? How can you tell anymore? Now, this is funny. See, this explains everything right here. Sheryl Sandberg, The Facebook COO made a post on Facebook saying, "This is why we can't have nice things. In the wake of the Me Too campaign, it's going to backlash against women." So this whole Me Too campaign is about women rising up, speaking out against people who have sexually abused them or harassed them in the past, but they're still victims. You see, she says, well, now because of this Me Too campaign, nobody will hire women. So even in their own movements, even in their own social justice movements, they still can't have victories. I'm telling you, folks, they're so committed to their victimhood that even when they have a movement, they still can't have a victory because they're still victims. Oh, the Me Too movement takes off, but now nobody will hire women. I mean, it's just ridiculous. These people want to be victims. It's really sad. Students call free speech violent while disrupting lecture. Again, I mean, this is just out of control how brainwashed these people are. A lecture on free speech at Western Washington University was delayed 20 minutes after protesters commandeered the stage to decry free speech as violent. So someone goes to have free speech and then the most violent people on campus disrupt it and then say that he's the violent one. Just. Again, Hillary Clinton says Trump colludes with Russia while she literally sold half the uranium to Russia. After Kate Steinle verdict, rep unveils bill to imprison officials who shelter illegal immigrants. A Republican congressman plans to introduce a bill Monday that would threaten huge fines and prison time for elected officials accused of sheltering illegal immigrant criminals from deportation in the wake of the not guilty verdict against Kate Steinle murder trial. It's from Todd Rokita of Indiana. That bill can't pass soon enough. You know why? Here's why. Mexican man convicted of kidnapping and sexually abusing two Oregon women grins in court because he knows that he was allowed back in this country. How many times did he get deported? 20 times. 20 times, and he still got back in. Yeah, it's time to start arresting the politicians that allow this to happen. The current Immigration and Customs Enforcement chief said Trump has done more for border security and public safety than the past six presidents combined. Yet the liberals in California will still let the murdering non-citizens walk all over their streets. Meanwhile, in Sweden, basically the Swedish government is now covering up the increase of gang rape crimes in Sweden. So all of these non-citizens flowing into Sweden, gang raping women, and the Swedish government covers it up. How about this? British police warn bumping into someone under the mistletoe without consent is rape. So now if you say hi to a woman or ask a woman for her phone number, you're basically going to be called a rapist. I'm not even kidding you. I guarantee you that's what's coming next. You ask the wrong girl for her phone number, she's going to cry rape. Using Google instead of our brains could increase our chances of getting dementia, expert warns. You know, I think we're already seeing this in liberals. I think they're already becoming mentally retarded. I'm dead serious. These people are now having mental impairments, I think, because of social media and their phones. The studies are already out there. And look no further than this story if you don't believe it. Human Ken doll Rodrigo Alves reveals he's going to go ahead with his 60th plastic surgery even if it kills him. So literally so obsessed over their looks, they'll die for it. Really sad. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/